Dana and Sam for breakfast on 98.1 PowerFM. Now, the Sydney Royal Easter Show is coming up and we do have your hookup with family passes this week, but we also do have some Hunter Valley talent represented at the Sydney Royal Easter Show. One person by the name of Taylor Miller, you might know her if you're part of the Scone community because she is a teacher at Scone Grammar, and she's competing in the national finals of parading. This was meant to happen last year at ECCA in Brisbane, but it's actually been postponed as happening at the Sydney Royal Easter Show. She joins us on the phone. How are you going, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Dana.
Now, you're live and direct from Olympic Park in Sydney. What's the atmosphere like? Are the rides up? Are people buzzing? What's the go?
Yeah, so there's still a lot of setting up to do, but all the rides are up. All the stalls and food stalls are all set up down the laneways and down the road. All the cattle are bumping in at the moment, and it's just a really good vibe to actually be back together as well, down in our shed in the cattle community again, and having the numbers, there's about 930 cattle entered this year approximately.
Wow.
So compared to last year, I think when we were just over 300, the vibe in the shed is just, you know, it's really good just to be back showing and doing what everybody loves to do.
I imagine it's quite phenomenal that you'd see the same sorts of people at these parading and judging events. Is it like one big cattle family?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it, you know, we only usually cross paths with a lot of these people at these events. So, you know, we're not having them for COVID and what everyone's been through recently with the floods, et cetera. It's really nice just to be back in that family and community environment again.
Now, the Royal Easter Show is obviously a little bit bigger than the Upper Hunter Show. Are you starting to feel the pressure a little bit at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we feel the pressure as soon as we drive into the showground. I think, or even just leaving home, you're on a pretty big stage up here.
So you've got your national finals of parading happening from Friday until Sunday. What do you do in that sort of half an hour beforehand? How do you prep and get mentally prepared for, you know, you could be crowned one of the best in the country at parading cattle. What do you do in those moments leading up to it?
So we get an hour before our event. So our event is on at 5 o'clock on Friday. So we get an hour. So we meet basically about 4 o'clock. We get given our animal, which is drawn out of a hat. The animals are numbered, etc. And we get that. And then we basically just get to prep them, have our own time with them. So for me, probably I will take my animal for a walk and get used to how it parades and just build that bond with it because it's an animal that I've never worked with before.
Right.
So, and then we will just get it ready and head out to the ring and be in the ring at 5 o'clock.
Mm. Do you have any lucky tokens, any lucky rocks in your pocket or anything like that?
I usually do have my lucky shirt on, so
great.
We'll see how that goes.
Lucky shirt.
What does it look like?
It's blue and white stripes. So, we'll see if that brings any luck.
We might all have to sport a blue and white striped shirt on Friday for you, Taylor. We're chatting to Taylor Miller. She teaches agriculture at Scone Grammar and teaches the kids to parade. And what a better mentor than her, because she is one of the best in the country competing in the national finals of parading at the Sydney Royal Easter Show. She was also qualified for the junior judging as well, so there's not a lot she can't do. Thank you so much for getting us across your events this Friday. And good luck. We'll be rooting for you.
Thank you, guys. It's also live streamed on the land as well, any of the cattle judging is. So if anybody wants to jump on and have a look, go for it.
That's www.theland.com. This is 98.1 PowerFM with Dana and Sam.